Native Americans left behind artifacts that have stood the test of time. Search your land. You may be surprised at what you find on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Now you can read Successful Farming magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texture app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texture app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming magazine today. Successful Farming magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texture.com and subscribe today.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Looking for arrowheads and artifacts from days gone by is fun to do and exciting when you find something. Steve Lewis is an avid artifact collector with AmericanArrowheads.com. He says artifact hunting on most public ground is illegal, but is usually allowed on your own property. Arrowheads, blades, and other tools are tough to find, so knowing key places to look will increase your odds.
Any place that's plowed, generally after a good rain, if you have fresh dirt, the rain washes the dust and the loose dirt off the tops of the artifacts and kind of exposes them. Secondly, if you have a source of water on your property, like a creek or if it joins a river, the shorelines are always excellent areas to look. Any place where the topsoil gets disturbed gives a great opportunity to hunt artifacts.
Lewis says Native Americans lived and camped near water and on high ground. Unless you know there was an ancient village on your land, don't bother digging. Most artifacts will be spotted on the surface. Though rarely found, Indian graves or human remains of any kind should be reported to authorities. However, you may find signs that you are near where a burial once existed.
Whenever you find a high concentration of beads, loose shell beads or stone beads, that's probably a pretty good indication that there's a gravesite there or very close by. It's not to say that you can't collect beads, but be aware that they were probably adorning some poor deceased relative many hundreds of years ago.
Sometimes it can be difficult to determine whether a find is truly an artifact or just an interesting rock. Look it up online or in a book. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about artifact hunting on your land at agriculture.com.